Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Huh?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome back to another episode of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 12. Hard to believe we're already 12 episodes into things, but I'm Chris alongside Caleb. And Caleb, today we're doing another secret menu episode. Our first secret menu episode was Burger King, and that was honestly that was our first episode, but it's our most listened to episode. So we felt like, you know what, let's do a McDonald's secret menu. And I'm kind of excited because some of these items are pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I think there might be some that people are maybe a little more accustomed to knowing on the secret menu than the Burger King one. So, But there are some that are like, oh, okay. So,
well, and there's some on this menu too where you like you hear about it or you read about it or you look at it and you're like, why didn't I ever think of that? Like,
yeah,
that's pretty simple. And then, like you said, there are some on there that are pretty well known. Like, I mean, honestly, there's one on here where I would argue it's probably one of the more famous, I guess, if you could say a secret menu item is famous, but it's one of the more famous secret menu items in secret menu item lore, I guess.
Yes.
Everybody knows about it, right? So I guess you could argue it's not really a secret anymore. But yeah, I'm excited to get going here. I mean, you know, I'll be the first one to say McDonald's isn't really my cup of tea. I mean, I like their breakfast. I've gone on record saying that. Lunch, I don't really dabble with too much. I mean, you know, in the sake of show prep, in the sake of having to test items out, you know, I'll go there, I guess. But it's not something that I seek out. So I just want to get that out there before we start. But let's hit them with the food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
Yeah, so probably one of the bigger weeks here for food news, maybe not the most singular best item, but honestly, kind of a lot of food news. I actually expanded it to 4 items this week. I don't know if you saw that, but kicking it off first, Burger King unveiling a new logo and branding. They're going away from the logo that they introduced in 1999, which was like the blue arch that you know with the Burger King logo in the middle. And they're going back to the logo that they used up until 1999, a refreshed look at that. It's basically more of a retro feel. It's the hamburger with the Burger King inside the burger buns. And it's that brown and orange kind of retro feel. But they're not just doing a new logo. This is going to trickle down to all the packaging that they use. It's supposed to reflect colors of the food that's inside. And it has a very vintage font family that they're using. All the clothing that the workers are going to wear is going to be changing. And then they're actually going to renovate all their stores, which Burger King probably renovates their stores like once for every time McDonald's does it twice. You know, like,
yeah,
they haven't really renovated their stores in a while. But it's actually kind of a little bit – one thing I thought about too is I feel like Burger King almost teased this a little bit, because if you've been there, they've some of the clothing that the workers have been wearing has been kind of throwback and vintage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was like a precursor to see how people liked it or what. But yeah, new logo for Burger King.
So I haven't been inside a Burger King in a while. Like if I go to Burger King, it's just through the drive-thru. And I don't really pay attention to see like what they're wearing. But I know last time I was in a Burger King, basically like their work polo looked somewhat like a hamburger. Like, you know, it had like the brown and then it had like – I want to say it was like green stripes, and then it was like a red stripe, and it was like another brown stripe, and then, you know, you could kind of make out like what they were going for. Has that changed, or
what I was kind of saying was kind of like that vintage look. When I was at Burger King, we had purple polos, which I'm not really even sure why it was purple, because there's no purple in the logo, but no, they've been rocking it for a little bit.
I don't even remember what their, you know, like their product, you know, like the wrapping paper that they used for like the burgers. I don't even remember what that looked like, you know, back in the 90s. Like, I can kind of remember, like, McDonald's, obviously, it was like the yellow, and I think they've kind of kept that at McDonald's.
Yeah, they
look
pretty similar.
But I like the fact that they're going back to that retro logo. I'm a fan of nostalgia, and that's definitely, you know, pulling at my heartstrings. And, you know, you're right. That old logo with the blue and, you know, everything's kind of rounded, and it's just got that, like, millennium feel, you know, like,
yeah,
when the year 2000 was hitting, everybody had to, like, make a futuristic logo and all this, and it's definitely dated. And the fact that they're starting to renovate their restaurants is obviously a good thing, but they also have to keep up, because Wendy's has done the same thing. Obviously McDonald's does it a lot. Taco Bell has done the same thing. You know, I want to even say, like, Arby's has started to do the same thing as well. It's like updating all their stores, and Burger King's just still, it's that brown tile inside the restaurant.
The standard generic brown tile that every restaurant had for a while.
Yeah, and like the teal 90s looking, like, you know, booths and tabletops, and it's just, it's definitely in need of a, and it's always so, like, dull and dreary when you go inside. Like, it needs to be brightened up. And I even saw, I guess, like, Burger King's kind of starting to test, like, drive-through only type of places where there might be limited seating inside, but it's mostly going to be drive-through. And obviously that's probably got a lot to play with, like, you know, because of the pandemic, but we've even gone on record to talk about it. Like, our habits of, like, going inside, like, if I go inside a place, it's just to order food and take it out, because the drive-through is way, you know, the line's just way too long. But I very rarely ever eat inside, you know, a fast food place. If I'm eating inside a fast food place, it's because maybe I'm working and I got to use their Wi-Fi, or maybe I'm getting my oil changed or my tires rotated, and there's, like, a Burger King or a McDonald's, like, right next door, so I'm just going there to kill some time. But yeah, I'm good. I'm kind of happy to see all this change, because they need it.
Oh, definitely.
So what's next on the food front?
So this kind of, it's a two-parter here, two going into three. So KFC is rolling out a brand new chicken sandwich that it's calling its best ever, and I feel like I'm beating a broken record here. With every restaurant that's been releasing a chicken sandwich, but it's made, I don't know if you've seen the pictures for this, but it's made with a 1/4-pound all white meat, double breaded, extra crispy chicken breast fillet on a brioche bun, topped with a thicker crispy pickle, and then mayo or a spicy version with a spicy sauce. And this is probably the best thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's made to order. So if you order one, it's going to be fresh.
I wonder the validity on that. Just knowing,
dude, KFC, those things got to take 4 minutes to make
for sure. I mean, and it's chicken, so you got to make sure that chicken is fully cooked.
Yep.
Or you're gonna have salmonella outbreaks on your hand. I feel like KFC is a little late to the game though with the chicken sandwich wars. Because I mean, you know, it's Chick-fil-A or it's Popeyes right now. It's not.
Well, so they had. Remember, they've had a.
They've had it, but
classic chicken-ish sandwich, and I tried it, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
So I think they were like, "Let's do it for real." And their kicker is that this chicken patty is huge.
Well, they have to appeal in some sort of way. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the way that they're going to appeal. And I know KFC's like the OG with the chicken sandwich, but like, they haven't changed anything. Like, I mean, I guess you could argue Wendy's is kind of OG with the chicken sandwiches too. But I mean, like, if you were to rank the chicken sandwiches, and I know this is a topic for another day, but I think KFC would probably be kind of far down on the list. Maybe not last, but they're going to be definitely
probably last. Yeah,
they're going to be pretty far. I mean, honestly, I mean, how would you rank it? It would probably be what, Popeyes, then what, Chick-fil-A, then Wendy's, and then so on and so on. I mean, I
that's how I'm Popeyes over Chick-fil-A slightly, but yeah, I think Popeyes and Chick-fil-A are probably most people's top two now.
Yeah, I mean, and then I mean Wendy's, I think that's just like the old reliable.
Yeah, the spicy, also good.
Yeah. So KFC, I don't know. KFC is kind of like how you always talk about Burger King. They're kind of late to the game on things. I feel like that's the same with KFC. They're always kind of late to the game, or they're always trying to, just like Burger King, they're always trying to do some weird concoction to appeal, and they go for like the niche market. I don't understand.
Yeah. They are always late. Like you go back to when like Nashville hot chicken was kind of becoming a thing, and places were
Chipotle. Like, flavor everything, yeah.
Yeah, and like KFC was like the last place to get it, and it's like you're just kind of reacting to what other people are doing. You know?
Yeah, the chicken wraps, they were so late to the game. Like everybody had already gotten into the chicken wrap game like a year before, and then they decided to roll that out. And then after they rolled it out, the craze was kind of over.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so that rolls into number three. So McDonald's announced on Monday that they are having three versions of a new chicken sandwich, which is going to be available nationally on February 24th. There's the crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles, served on a potato roll, not a brioche bun apparently, but to slightly differ it. The spicy chicken sandwich, which is just a spicy pepper sauce on that as well. And then the deluxe chicken sandwich, which comes with lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo. The folks at McDonald's apparently have been on the record as saying they want people to think of McDonald's when they're thinking about chicken. And they're going all in on chicken. And I think that's kind of a tough thing to think about.
But, for sure.
But, you know, this kind of reminds me of when, you remember back in like probably 06, 07, when they had the chicken select strips?
Yeah.
And like the chicken select, like chicken menu, and it was like artisan bread and like.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had like three or four different chicken sandwiches. And me and my brother, that was like peak going to McDonald's at like 11 p.m. And like we would always get those. But yeah, this kind of reminds me of that a little bit. But then again, they're just playing into what everyone else has been releasing. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is another thing where they're kind of late to the game on this. Yeah. And then, like you said, they're trying to like change the mindset in a way for the consumer at McDonald's and have them think like, when I go to McDonald's, chicken sandwiches, like that's not their realm. Like, so
no, I would say that people think McDonald's when they think chicken nuggets, but yeah. Not chicken sandwiches.
No, not at all. I mean, you could argue people probably think more of that with Wendy's, you know, when, yep. You know, they'll think chicken sandwich, you know, at Wendy's before they think McDonald's. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough task because McDonald's is trying to change their consumers' mindset in a sense, I think. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to be successful at that. But, you know, what do I know? I'm not in economics or anything like that. But that's just me. Right. I am the consumer, and I just feel that that's how it is.
Yep. So I'll give it a try. I actually tried Wendy's chicken sandwich yesterday on the way to work. It was pretty good. Here's the thing with Wendy's is that it tastes just like their normal chicken sandwich with pickles.
So it's not much of a difference then.
Not much at all. But it was, I mean, typical Wendy's, the chicken sandwich can never do you wrong. So
yeah, it's a staple, it's a standard, and it's always at that level that you expect, which is what you kind of want when you go to a fast food restaurant anyway, right? Like that's the whole point as to why fast food is universal, because if you go to a fast food restaurant in Alaska, it should taste the same as if you go to a fast food restaurant in Florida, right? So
yep.
All right, what's next here?
So last on food news, not a huge press release, not really a huge deal, but I just wanted to let everybody know that the Arby's 5 for $10 is back. Five classic roast beef sandwiches for $10.
Rejoice all over.
Go ahead and eat all five of them.
Of course, Caleb. Any way Caleb can find something to squeeze Arby's onto food news, he's going to do it. Like, you don't talk about Arby's, but I feel like you have this thing for Arby's like I have this thing for Wendy's. Am I wrong?
Honestly, I'll go to Arby's maybe once a month, once every other month.
But it doesn't disappoint you when you go, right?
No, it's always, I love it. I mean, I think roast beef sandwiches just in general, like you kind of get like, I don't think I could actually eat five of them.
No.
Because it's just the same texture and over, but
no, I could probably crush two, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you talk about consistency. Arby's roast beef sandwiches, granted, they're just roast beef on bread, but they're always consistent.
I got to have some cheese sauce on mine, though.
Okay.
Wow.
Not for me, but I mean, I get that a lot of people like it, so.
Yeah. I mean, I like Arby's, you know. They do a lot of things.
Are you an Arby's or a horsey sauce guy?
Neither. Honestly, neither. I mean, I'll dabble a little bit with the Arby's, you know, Arby's sauce, but, like, yeah, it's... I got to be in the mood. You know what I mean? I'm very plain when it comes to stuff. Like, I don't, and I've said this before on the show, I don't really like ketchup or mustard on, like, my burger. You know, I mean, even when I eat fries, like french fries, I don't use ketchup. I just like french fries just plain. I know that might be weird to some, but, like, the only time I ever put, like, mustard or ketchup on anything is, like, if I'm eating a hot dog. But how often I eat hot dogs, it is, like, literally just when I go to a baseball game. Like, I don't make hot dogs at home, and there's not really any fast food places that offer hot dogs, right? So,
yeah, I mean, during quarantine, I started to griddle some hot dogs. I sent you a pic every time I would do it, so it probably happened twice. But I actually horsey sauce for me, and just a little bit right in the middle of the sandwich, so it kind of spreads out. Yeah. But also, Arby's sauce is like the thing that I never get. But every time I eat it on it, I'm like, why don't I get this instead of horsey sauce? So I don't know. I like both.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, it's something that you forget about. And then when you have it, you're like, crap, I'm missing out. And then you forget about it again. Yeah.
If I got 5, I'd probably get a mixture, I guess.
Is that it for the food news?
That's it.
Awesome. All right. So there you have it. Food news with Caleb.
Sponsored by nobody.
All right. Going into the topic for today, though. McDonald's secret menu. So I'm really excited to talk about this. As always, this is no specific ranking. I did leave a few of the bigger ones for last, just to kind of build up the anticipation. But we did 10 items. I'm sure there's more than 10 items on the secret menu, but these were the 10 that most intrigued me and the ones that were kind of more popular than others. But there definitely is, there's definitely other items, and it's a mixture of dessert, lunch, and breakfast. So keep that in mind too. So First on the list is the Big McChicken. So the Big McChicken, Caleb, described by many who have gotten this, it's similar to KFC's Double Down, which packs beef between McDonald's tender McChicken patties, and the option comes with the ability to either have it on like a Big Mac or a McDouble between the chicken patties. So no. Not supposed to have any bread. You're just supposed to use the chicken patties as your bun, I guess, between the beef patties.
Okay. Well, this is one that I haven't heard about. And I mean, I don't know. It kind of seems like too much to me, but also to make it, you're just buying like a McChicken's. It's not a dollar anymore, but it was a dollar. It's what, like $1.50 or whatever it is now. So you're just spending $3 to sandwich a Big Mac in between, and I don't know. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, this one doesn't really appeal to me. Like, it's whatever. I mean, I like Big Macs. Like, if I do get anything at McDonald's for lunch, Big Mac is usually what I'm going to get. But yeah, this just, I don't know. It's just not something I would probably try. The next item on the list, though. Number 9, okay. The McTen-35, which is a breakfast item. Now, that's something I would probably be interested in trying. And Caleb, this is one of the more rare items at McDonald's. So it's really hard to get because you have to order it at a specific time when you go to McDonald's. So as we all know, McDonald's offers breakfast. But when you come to McDonald's, the breakfast – it's a breakfast lunch item. So allegedly it takes a lot of timing to get this item. So it's only available during the window between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. And obviously after 11 a.m. breakfast shuts down at McDonald's. So this item combines an Egg McMuffin and the McDouble, and the optimal time to get it is 10:35. So hence the McTen-35. So it's just after breakfast is closing. And the trick is to order an Egg McMuffin and a McDouble, then do the engineering yourself by putting the beef patty inside the McMuffin for a marvelous miracle of meat. And I should say, it definitely does look like a marvelous miracle of meat. Like, you got your ham, you got your beef patty here, you have a slice of cheese from the beef patty, and then you have your slice of cheese from the Egg McMuffin. Like, I think this kind of hits all the flavors. And
yeah, this reminds me of the Wendy's Baconator breakfast thing or whatever that you had, where like
no duh
that somebody would want this, because it's just like, it's like a breakfast sandwich, but it's also a burger. But yeah, I mean, you and I know, like, obviously it can be tough to time it, because if you do changeover, like, you're trying to get rid of all your breakfast stuff and not have extra, and you're trying to make lunch stuff so that when it switches over, it's ready. So like, getting it could come down to, like, I mean, we would do it sometimes after breakfast would be over. Somebody would be like, hey, do you have any hash browns? And we'd be like, yeah, I think I got enough for a small, and you'd fulfill the order. So that's kind of how you have to time it to make this. But I might have to try this little guy here.
Yeah, you almost have to, like, get lucky as well, because if they don't have one of these items because the changeover is going on, you're screwed. You can't make the item. So a little bit of luck is going to have to play into this as well when you try it.
Yeah.
And it's almost – go ahead.
I was going to say, like, we had a manager when I was at Burger King. Her name was Marcy, and she was awesome. And, you know, people would ask for certain things, like, that were like, hey, can you make me a burger but make it with sausage patties if you have them left over? And we'd be like, sure. Like, why not? And she would ring it up as, you know, a burger or a sausage, whatever, but she would, you know, she'd be willing to experiment, and I think that's probably where some of this comes from.
Yeah, for sure. And this is almost an item where you're going to have to go inside and order. You can't order this in the drive-thru. Most of these items, you're probably going to have to go inside.
Right.
You shouldn't be trying to order secret menu items in the drive-thru, because you're going to screw up their times.
Right, but, and it's also a little bit like – it's also – I mean, I guess in McDonald's case, a lot of these, like, you're probably ordering them and doing them yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like Chipotle when the quesarito was a thing and you order it and they make it that way. Like, so it's – I guess it's not, like, super embarrassing where it was, like, at first with the quesarito, like, oh, are they going to know what I'm talking about? But – But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, that's a little it's a little different going to Chipotle and asking, cuz you can't sit there and make the quesarito. You can concoct all these items. You just have to order them.
Right. So.
All right, next on the list here, number 8, the ice cream sandwich. So this is our first dessert menu item. And honestly, when I saw it, I was like, this is so simple, but it looks so good. Like, how have I never thought of this? And what it is it's a McFlurry of your choice. So you could get an Oreo, M&M, whatever McFlurry they offer. And then you get 2 chocolate chip cookies, and you add a couple of spoonfuls of the McFlurry between the 2 chocolate chip cookies, and that's it. And it's your classic ice cream sandwich. It looks pretty good. Like, I would try this. I mean, I would probably get the Oreo McFlurry.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure it would probably taste pretty good with the M&M, but yeah, I mean, this looks awesome. And I'm sure it would probably be even more amazing if you were able to get, like, fresh cookies too. Cause you know, I know, you know how some of those cookies are. You bake those cookies, like, in the morning, and then they sit there all day, and then you don't really bake anymore until someone either asks or you're running low.
Yep. My only knock of what I think, like, is the consistency of a McFlurry solid enough to go in between and still, like, not just, like, melt all over your hands?
No, that's a good call, because sometimes, and we've talked about it in the past, like, you get an Oreo McFlurry, sometimes there's no Oreos, it's just Oreo cookie dust, which is the worst. So if you can get a good Oreo McFlurry, I think you definitely want to take advantage of it. You almost have to buy, like, 2 cookies just in the chance that you're going to have a good Oreo McFlurry.
Or you could always, and it wouldn't work if they were fresh cookies, because then you ruin it, but wrap it up and then put it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like a take-home item. Yeah, for sure. All right, number 7 on the list here, the Monster Mac. Now, Caleb, this looks like one of those heart attack burgers from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
For context, there is a restaurant in Las Vegas, Old Vegas, on Fremont Street. And what is it called now? Heart Attack Diner or something like that?
Heart Attack Grill maybe, or
Yeah, basically it appeals to the masses of, like, people who are overweight or like to eat, like, just big meals. And
If you're over a certain weight, it's like free.
Yeah, like they have these obscene, like just burgers, like burgers with like 10 patties in it. Like it's crazy. So this is kind of what this is. And this Monster Mac is a regular old Big Mac with 8 patties. Like, that's all it is. 8 patties. Dude, you're definitely going to get a good case of the meat sweats if you get this.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, strategy of watching like professional eaters eat stuff like this. You're breaking it down into 2 sandwiches anyway, probably. Like, who can get their mouth unhinged to get around that?
Exactly. You're going to have to pull it apart. You're going to have to go 4 patties out, you know, at 4 patties there, 4 patties here. Like, you can't, there's no way. This thing is humongous. I'm looking at the picture right now. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looks good, but I don't know if I could eat it. I did eat it, I would probably feel like shit after.
Yeah. It's funny that it still has the standard Big Mac, like, middle bun piece.
Yep.
Anyway, like, even though they're, you know, just add space and girth.
I mean, yeah, it's, wow, it's like, I mean, it's probably a few inches tall, too.
Yeah, I would say, though, that although this is like, technically a secret menu item, it's, like, kind of, like, low on my list because it's just, like, adding burger patties. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, innovative. Like, whoever came up with this was, like, not as innovative.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is kind of up there with the Big McChicken, which is another Big Mac iteration, you know. I think I would probably take this over the Big McChicken, but yeah, it's not one that I want to try. Or if I did try it, like, I know I would be just miserable after. All right, number 6 on the list. It's another breakfast item, and this is another item that I, like, looked at, and I was just like, why have I never thought of this? This actually looks really good. Caleb, once again, it's another item where it's so simple, but it looks pretty – I think I would try it. Like, it does not look that bad, and it's called the McCrepe. So it's only available during breakfast hours, obviously, at McDonald's. And what it is, it consists of a hotcake or a pancake and a yogurt parfait. So what you do is you dump the yogurt parfait into the hotcake, and you have a McCrepe, and then it looks like there is the like your maple syrup on top of it. It's so simple, but – it doesn't look all that bad.
Are you a crepe guy in general?
Not really, but
yeah,
this is an instance, and I know this is like a shitty crepe, but like this is an instance where I'm like, you know what, I might try this because it's different. And I mean, I don't know how you feel about the McDonald's pancakes. I don't mind them, but I'm not a, I don't know. I'm just,
you can't go into the McDonald's pancakes thinking that you're going to get the best pancakes. Like, they're like different. They're not really even pink. Like, you got to just,
they really are. Yeah. No, they're really different. And even their like maple syrup just has a different taste than regular old maple syrup.
Yeah. It's more like diluted maple syrup, but add sugar.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's probably why I have some mixed feelings about it, is because of the maple syrup, not necessarily the pancake, but just the maple syrup. And I have memories of like just going in there with my mom or my dad and my sister and getting McDonald's breakfast and getting the pancakes and then just feeling like absolute shit after I ate them because of the maple syrup. Cause I like to drench my pancakes with syrup. I don't know how you like your pancakes.
No, drenched. And I usually, you know, I get that first coating on and then I let them sit and then I get a little bit when I'm about to actually eat it.
For sure.
Yeah, these were always our go-to, or pancakes were always our go-to when we were sick. Like the McDonald's pancakes, my mom would go get us those. So, but yeah, I think, I don't know, I think it's a cool twist. Like if you're, the only thing is like, it seems like it's more for somebody who gets McDonald's pancakes often, like to switch it
up. Yeah. Like you're trying to do some different things with the pancake. Yeah. I mean, would you try it? I mean, I think I would try it.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, next on the list here, number 5. This is another dessert item, and this is another one where I'm just like, you know what, that's not a bad idea, but I'm just kind of wondering the execution on this, because this one is definitely something that you can't make. You're going to have someone behind the counter make, and it's the Neapolitan shake. So it's super simple. It's a simple Neapolitan shake, or if the workers don't understand that, which chances are if you're at a McDonald's and you're dealing with, like, you know, teenagers, they might not know what that means. No offense, but you know how that goes sometimes, right? So just ask for a blend of chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. And there you go. You have a Neapolitan shake.
Yeah, I only question, like, the ability of the workers to...
Exactly.
Like, the photo makes it kind of look like a pie, like a third, a third, a third, where that's, I bet they would just... Yeah. They would do it, like, let's put in the strawberry, and then the middle would be chocolate, and the top would be vanilla. Like, they wouldn't do it like the picture, where it's, like,
for sure,
columns of each, you know?
I mean, eventually... It's going – I mean, I think that picture is just trying to show you the Neapolitan shake, because as you eat the or as you drink the shake, it's going to mix together anyway, right? Like,
right.
So – but yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, it's – the presentation is not going to be there if you probably ask, unless that person knows what it is.
Do you like Neapolitan? I love Neapolitan.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly – chocolate is my least favorite out of the Neapolitan.
Same. And I chocolate's probably, well, vanilla's my favorite, but chocolate I love, but in Neapolitan, I don't like it.
I don't really like chocolate ice cream that much. Like, I don't hate it, but, like, it's not something that I'm going to go to the store for. Like, I'm going to be more inclined to get some strawberry ice cream or even vanilla ice cream before I get just a regular tub of chocolate ice cream. Seriously.
Strawberry and coffee flavored ice cream. So good.
Coffee flavored
ice cream. Oh, have you ever had it?
Yeah, I've had it.
Oh, okay. So good.
I'm surprised. You're probably not like this, but the people that like, I like birthday cake batter ice cream.
Oh, that stuff tastes like boo-boo. Like,
it's okay, but like, it's only a few spoonfuls, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done. My wife, she'll just eat a whole pint if she could.
That stuff, and it just tastes so fake, you know?
It does, yeah. And it's got the sprinkles in it, like,
yeah, it's, and that I've never liked sprinkles ever. And I know that's more of a girl thing, but like, I don't
for
know.
Sure.
But kids, you know, boy kids will still eat sprinkles, but not. I never liked sprinkles on anything ever.
Yeah, it's got like a tart taste to it, but
yeah,
especially like the pink sprinkles. I don't know. We're digressing here, but
well,
like, yeah.
I mean, this is another side tangent. But like, whenever the yogurt places were big, that you would go put the stuff on you wanted, I was always yogurt, and then like strictly like fruit. Or, like, that was it. Maybe some whipped cream. But, you know, everybody put sprinkles and, like gobstoppers and, like, jelly beans.
Gobstoppers? Why the hell are you putting gobstoppers in yogurt?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would put the most disgusting stuff, and I'm like, ugh, that doesn't taste good.
We should have mentioned this in our two episodes ago for the buffet episode. Gummy bears and ice cream is pretty good, though. When the gummy bears get kind of, like, cold and frozen, and they're real hard. They're like not real chewy, but I don't know. I like that consistency. So
they have done it, but I like gummy bears.
If I go to like a Menchie's, which RIP because most of them have closed now, I'll do that. I'll put some like, you know, Oreo bits, and then I'll put some gummies in it. So
all right.
So you dabbling with the Neapolitan shake? I definitely would try this one.
For sure. I actually might actually dabble with strawberry and vanilla instead, but...
I mean, I think strawberry and chocolate would probably taste pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. All right, next on the list here, number 4, the McKinley Mac.
Sounds so distinguished.
It sounds so distinguished, and the picture, too, looks very distinguished. The McKinley Mac is all that the Big Mac is and more. So instead of 1.6-ounce patties... It has 2 quarter-pound patties. So ask for a Big Mac with quarter-pound patties, or if you know they make McKinley Macs regularly, just call it by name. I've never heard about this, and I wonder if this is like more of an older item. I'm probably guessing it might be, but it's interesting. So basically, it's here we go again. This is our third item on the secret menu list that has to do with some sort of iteration of a Big Mac. And so it's just a more, I guess, what, super-sized Big Mac?
Yeah.
Even though there's already a super-sized Big Mac in this list, and that was the Mighty Mac, I think it was called. So, or the Monster Mac. So, yeah.
Although, didn't we determine that the quarter-pounder patties are the only ones that are, like, made to order?
That would make sense, because it's the beef. I mean, that's the one where... It's going to take the most beef, right? Like, it's going to have call for the most beef, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
The patty's definitely a better patty. I'm not saying that you should prefer it or not, because, like, I think there's something to be said for that, like, thinner patty in the Big Mac and, like, the ratio that's there. I think maybe more so that I would like a quarter pounder made like a Big Mac rather than having a double, like, you know what I mean? Like a single patty quarter pounder made like a Big Mac instead of this.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
It just seems like a little bit too much meat, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would try this.
Oh, I'd for sure try it. I'm sure it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is too. And I feel like this is something that you could easily order, you know, and without hesitation from, you know, any of the workers. Like, you, I mean, you're just basically asking for an upcharge in the patties. That's all you're doing. So
yeah.
I think it would be relatively easy to order.
The photo we're looking at looks pretty good. Like, that's
– Yeah,
the it amount, does. The, like, the gooiness of the cheese and the sauce, like, that's perfect.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I would definitely try that. But the McKinley Mac. So you can go there and you can ask for it, or you can just order the 2 quarter-pound patties. So, all right, number 3 on the list. Got to be honest, not really interested in this, not appealing whatsoever. Yeah. It's one of those items where they were just like, honestly, I feel like someone was stoned and created this item.
I feel like this one might have been a joke before it became a real thing.
For sure, right? Like, but this has like stoner like
Jack in the Box feel,
creativity like just beyond that. Like, yeah, it just screams it, and it's called the Land, Sea, and Air Burger. So, how you make the Land, Sea, and Air Burger at McDonald's? You take beef, which is from the land, fish from the sea, and chicken from the air, even though chickens don't fly, and pile them between a few buns, and you have the Land, Sea, and Air Burger. So basically, you're getting a chicken patty, a beef patty, and then what? A fish? Is it a fish patty? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
And then you are just putting them all together. And so you're kind of making a Big Mac too with this. You're putting one of the buns in between to separate the fish and the chicken. It doesn't really look too appealing to be honest, but this is definitely something that someone ordered when they were high, and they were like, whoa, this is a pretty decent combo. Like, I don't know.
I think this is a thing like one of your buddies gets as a joke and you take a picture and that's it. Like,
for sure. Like, this is something you get like when you're a teenager. Like, you're like, yeah, oh, I'm going to do this to be funny, and that's about it.
So, but does it matter what beef?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm sure you could probably get what, you know, a quarter pounder if you wanted. Well, it's going to be an overload in meat, though.
Yeah, and I like the fish sandwiches there. I know a lot of people don't, and I really don't know how that one's going to hold up in this. So,
yeah, yeah, like you and this picture that we're looking at here, the fish patty looks kind of fresh.
Yeah.
So you might almost have to get this if you want it to taste pretty good. You might have to get this during Lent because the fish patty might be pretty
on a Friday.
On a Friday. All right, next on the list here, number 2, it's the poor man's Big Mac. So this is the 4th item on the list that has something to do with Big Mac. So you can see the trend here. Big Mac is the popular item, obviously, at McDonald's. And basically what this is it's a McDouble with no ketchup, add lettuce, and add Big Mac sauce. So if you love Big Mac sauce but don't want the extra bun in the middle of your burger, you can save a bit of money by tricking out a McDouble instead of, you know, having that bun in the middle from your Big Mac, and that's how you create a poor man's Big Mac. So you'll have to order this one at the counter because you can't add Big Mac sauce to a McDouble through the McDonald's app if you decide to, you know, order it on the app.
Okay, so this I know that I would like. I don't know if I would order it, but just from being in the test market in Columbus when they had the Mac Jr., did you ever get to try that?
No, and I feel like I try to like fancy myself as knowing a lot about fast food items. Obviously, that's why we have a podcast. And honestly, I don't even know about this. So do tell.
They had like 3 sizes. It was like the Mac Jr., the regular Big Mac, and then the Mac, I forget what they called it, but it say the Jumbo Mac or whatever it was. Okay. and the Mac Jr. was, it was like a Big Mac style bun, but it was smaller, which I don't think they offer on anything else. Like the McDouble bun doesn't have sesame seeds. So this one did, but it was smaller than the Big Mac. And it had, I think, a McDouble patty, and then just one patty, but made with like a Big Mac. So it had pickles, lettuce, and the Big Mac sauce and cheese. And I really liked it because usually if I get McDonald's, I'm like in my car and I'm eating in my car, and it's like way less of a mess that way.
Yeah, it's really hard to eat a Big Mac while driving.
Yeah, they don't really hold together at all. So it kind of reminds me of that. I'm actually kind of surprised that that item didn't stick around because honestly, if I were to be like, would you rather have a Big Mac or a Mac Jr., I'd rather have a Mac Jr.
So they were trying to go for like what Wendy's and Burger King have with like the Whopper and the Whopper Jr. and the bacon cheeseburger and the bacon cheeseburger, junior bacon cheeseburger.
Exactly.
It's kind of what they're, and you know what? Why don't they have that? Like,
why didn't it take, you know?
Yeah. Like, why didn't they keep that? Cause I mean, you and I have gone on record to say this, like, I feel like the Whopper Jr. and the junior bacon cheeseburger are better than, you know, their big brother. Like, it's different. Like, it just tastes different. I don't know. Like, it's the right amount of food. Like, the Whopper and, like, the regular bacon cheeseburger at Wendy's, it's just kind of overkill after a while. I might be wrong in saying that, but that's just kind of my take on that.
No, I agree. But with that said, the poor man's Big Mac, if you can get him to do that, like, probably pretty good. And, again, easier to eat than the Big Mac. Doesn't have the middle piece of bread, but pretty similar.
I think I would try it.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Oh, yeah. I think this might be my favorite item that I would realistically get on the list.
All right. And last but not least, number one on the list. I've had it. I'm sure Caleb has. I'm sure most of our listeners have. It is by far one of the more popular secret menu items in general, out, like just not even on the McDonald's secret menu item list, but just in general for all secret menu items, and that is the famous McGangbang. And yep. Caleb, the McGangbang has, I mean, I remember the lore and just the talk about it in high school. And for those who don't know what the McGangbang is, like I said, it's really well known, but all you got to do is just order a McDouble and a McChicken, both on a dollar menu, but they don't really have a dollar menu anymore. Isn't it like a $2 menu, right?
It's like $1.29 or
$1.29, yeah. And you put the McChicken between the beef patties and you mimic a Big Mac and ask for the Mac sauce with your fries, and you can spread it on the burger for the ultimate dining experience.
There is a photo of not me, but when we tried it at the McDonald's on Exchange in Akron the first time in like 2007. There's a photo of my buddy trying one of these, and
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, before. Yeah. I'm sure you have. It was. I mean, it's not something I'm going to get again. It was funny at the time.
Yeah, it's like something that you get to say like, yeah, I've had that. Because honestly, I probably haven't had this item in good 10, 12 years. It's like, this was definitely a high school thing. Like, I remember me and my cousin just like, oh man, we got to go get the McGangbang. And we went to McDonald's and got these items and made the McGangbang. And then we just bragged about it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of lame in retrospect, but yeah. Like, who the fuck cares about you eating a McDonald's item? But
you know, when you're like that age, like people think that like feats of anything is like impressive. So like, yeah, I had a McGangbang. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
What's that?
I mean, I think even you and I have had this conversation. Like, have you ever had a McGangbang? And like, yeah. Like, yeah. I think, come to think of it, I think that's probably how our love for fast food kind of started. It's like one day you and I just started talking about this.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's the McDonald's secret menu list. If you guys have any suggestions for any items that maybe you felt like should have been on the list, tweet at the show. I'm sure you will air your grievances with us. But I'm, you know, I really want to try some of these items. And then there's some on here that I'm just like, I got no interest in. Like, the poor man's Big Mac is pretty intriguing. And that Neapolitan shake and the McCrepe and even the ice cream sandwich. Like, I think I would definitely try all those.
I just want to say, Chris, I've been getting some negative feedback on some of your takes.
Really?
Yeah. Two unknown sources.
Two unknown. Wow.
One may or may not be a supporter. And the other was my brother. That's your, some of your takes are not good.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't make for an interesting show if you and I were the same, right?
You just said agreed the whole time. I agree. Yep.
Like, I don't want to agree with you all the time, right?
No, but I just want to let you know that my takes are better, so.
All right. Well, good to know I'm the villain of the show here. Never thought I'd be the bad guy. I figured it would be you, but.
I know. But yeah. I would have to purposely try. You aren't trying. You're just the bad guy.
All right. Well, that's it for the Side of Fries podcast, episode 12. Shout out to our supporters, Brenton and Nate. Give us a follow on Twitter at Side of Fries Pod. Follow us on Instagram. Caleb's always dropping that hot content, so hot it'll melt your face off. Subscribe to the show on Apple. Give us a 5-star rating. You subscribing and giving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast really helps us out, because if someone searches for fast food, we are like one of the first ones that will pop up, because there's some other podcasts that are...
There's one that kind of stole our idea, but that's what it is.
Yeah, and then there's another one now that kind of stole our idea, but also stole our competitor's show title. So,
Yeah,
I haven't mentioned this to you yet. So we will have to talk about it for another day, but that's it for the Side of Fries podcast, and see you next time.
Oh, have a Baja Blast, everybody.